just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris back in the saddle on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Coming up, we'll hear from Tom Brady and Ben Simmons. Some leftover sound from Sound Street. Bottom of the hour, we put people, teams, and situations on blast with Red Alert and Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition. All coming up here. All right? Now, at 5 minutes past the hours, we are back on time. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
The Minnesota Vikings will announce Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell as their next head coach on Thursday. That according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, because of malfunctions with its electronic violation detection technology, curling at the Beijing Olympics is resorting to the honor system. Our friend Greg Wyshynski breaking that news, and Novak Djokovic told the BBC he will not compete in any Grand Slam events that require vaccinations in his first interview since being removed from Australia prior to the Aussie Open.
China and Russia, they're cheating it. Now we're relying on the honor system? Come on.
For curling of all sports. It's a sport that's been riddled with controversy in the past.
It's an outrage.
I don't know that for a fact.
No, you sound like something to say. Grand Poobah says, I played baseball into college. If it went away, I would not notice. And I'd get to hear more from you guys on summer movie releases. And, yeah.
Speaking of that.
Yes?
When's Top Gun coming out? May?
No, Christmas.
No, November.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They backed it up. The new Doctor Strange movie looks fantastic. And there's supposed to be a lot of... If you look at the promo again that they ran during the Super Bowl, the Illuminati are part of it, which is like you're going to see. You might see Robert old Iron Man. You might see Professor X.
That's exciting.
Yep. You might see Captain Marvel. There's like all the it looks like a fine story. And then, like I said, the Lord of the Rings stuff, which I love, the prequel. Before The Hobbit, of how the rings got formed and everything. That's going on Amazon.
The show?
Yeah. It's a TV series that Amazon's
going to run. Yeah, I had somebody tell me that Bezos just put like $100 million of his own dollars into it because he's a big Lord of the Rings fan.
It looks very well done.
And he just wanted new content. So he said, here's $100 million. Go make something that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what's being done with this Amazon series.
Meanwhile, United States hockey team in action tonight in the quarterfinals, 11:10 Eastern time tonight against Slovakia. It's unbelievable that they are 3-0. It's not comparing it to 1980, but when you have a bunch of kids, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Michigan, all basically that's entire team of kids in college, and they're 3-0 already. I'm just stunned. And the U.S. women's team will play Canada in the gold medal game on Wednesday night.
I have watched none of the men's hockey, but it looks like Russia is not the team that we thought they were coming in, where they were head and shoulders above everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were like a plus 150 to win gold. I mean, in a tournament or in a field of that size, plus 150, that's a big favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're winning games, but it's a lot of one-goal games for them.
And Canada and Sweden would be up there, too. And they thought, but, I mean, the United States, all right, they beat China. Okay, you expect to beat China 8-0. They beat Canada 4-2, which nobody expected that. And then they beat Germany 3-2, which nobody expected that either. So it's pretty impressive.
Speaking of movies earlier, the wife and I, during Valentine's Day, I watched a chick flick.
What?
Oh, what? Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
No, not the movie on Valentine's Day.
My bad.
We had a lovely Valentine's Day. I grilled some ribeyes. We sous vide and then I just seared them. And
it's a great technique, Craig.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fantastic. It was as good as any restaurant. It was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little potato. Had some asparagus with it.
She made a nice sauce for that.
Hollandaise?
Well, no, it was a she used a spicy mustard and sour cream combo. I don't know what it was. Whoa. It wasn't quite hollandaise sauce, but it was kind of the same ilk, if you will. So that was delightful, and I said, "All right, you know what? Let's continue with this bottle of wine, and I'm going to even offer to watch a chick flick with you. You know, whatever. I'm sure Hallmark's got some sappy movie or whatever you want to do.
Sure,
lock it in. I've been all football for the last 6 months, all football time.
Can we get? Is it a current movie?
It's a 2-year old movie. Have you seen? Can You Keep a Secret? That was the name of the movie.
No.
It had. Alexandra Daddario, she was, you remember the new Baywatch movie with Rock? And she was the dark-haired one. You know, they had the blonde hottie and the dark-haired, it's her.
That movie was terrible.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was not good. Yeah. So anyway, we'll watch that flick. It was all right. And all was good. How was your, you also were going with the ribeye steak plan last night. Did you find any on the?
It went well. And then just had a couple of veggies with it and flowers and everything, candy and all that stuff. And Can You Keep a Secret? I mean.
It was an okay movie.
It flopped.
Yeah.
At 1.6 million.
Wow. It got a 33 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ugh.
I don't know any of these people.
That was the movie you landed on? Why?
Except
I let her pick it.
She wanted to watch that movie.
And it was okay for a chick flick, just whatever.
Yeah?
I wouldn't even say rom-com, just rom.
Just, oh, oof.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Look, I took one.
I know. That's fine. That's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day? You're back on vacation? Or, I mean, what are you doing?
No, we were flying.
Yeah?
Clearing customs.
When did you get back?
You want a good chick flick.
We landed in Miami at, I don't even know what time, like probably 5:30, 5:45, something like that.
Yeah.
We and got the out of the airport at 6:30, got a nice romantic Dunkin's dinner.
Dunkin's Donuts?
Yeah, at the new gas station on the Indian reservation.
Okay.
Which, have you been there?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
State of the art facility now.
Okay.
The no more dump. You drive past it and it's just like a quarter of a mile up the road.
Yeah.
Very nice. So yeah, got a bacon, egg, and cheese on sourdough for my Valentine's Day dinner.
How'd the kids hold up?
Fair to cloudy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rose is a bedroom guy who we mentioned yesterday. Valentine's was his anniversary of him getting the nickname with the Roses in the Bedroom.
Yeah.
He says Top Gun is coming out May 27th.
That's what I thought. I thought they pushed it. I wasn't sure.
We're going to need to double check this. Hold on.
I thought it was May. I know last year they pushed it to November. Then they pushed it from November.
It's been pushed four times. Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong push.
Yeah.
Wrong push.
But
I did see for my Peaky Blinders fans out there that the new series is coming out on February 27th.
I got to get back into that. I've only seen the first two seasons. It's excellent. It's excellent.
What a spectacular series. I cannot recommend it high enough.
It's excellent.
Highly enough.
I can, and another series on Netflix, and it's in season two now, is Dark Desire.
Okay.
Wow. It's got everything. Sex, murder. It is fantastic. It's so well done.
Roses is right. May 27th.
Good.
Yeah. So we went from May to Thanksgiving.
May to
May
November
again.
To May to May.
In theaters now. I mean, not now.
Not now.
That's what they'll be saying.
In 3 months.
The world will be back to normal then.
Did you watch commercials? Can You Keep a Secret, or would you get it on? Was it on?
No, it was a download. With
I actually thought the world was getting back to normal. Then I went to an airport. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Do you have a story to share?
No. It's just, it's still like gung-ho. These things work. Let's put our masks on, everybody. And if you have your nose hanging out of your mask, you are one of the worst human beings ever.
How dare you?
It's just unbelievable.
Is this all airports or just Miami?
I don't know.
There's still no booze on the planes, too, right?
No. Well, at least not on American.
It's ridiculous.
What? No booze on the plane.
No,
it's been
that
way for a while. It's been that way. I haven't lifted the rule for like a week because I don't know.
There were
people
many incidents
getting drunk and starting stuff.
I mean, the captain on the flight yesterday said, if you are drinking, you may pull your mask down, have a sip, and then put your mask back. I did not comply.
You just kept the mask down or you did not drink?
No, I had hot coffee. I was like holding it by my face. I had my mask down around my chin. Mm-hmm. And like I would take a few sips.
Okay.
It's just black coffee.
Right.
I can't put it down on the seat. Like, what happens if the guy in front of me throws his seat bag and then I got hot coffee
like you do.
All over my lap?
Right.
Although
right.
I did not do it this time.
Why? How long of a flight are we talking? An hour?
2 hours.
No, not two hours. Maybe
hour and a half.
Maybe 90 minutes. Yeah. Maybe. I couldn't get through a 10-person table of poker during the flight.
Oh.
I got down to it was one-on-one and against the computer, and I just couldn't beat him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm such an idiot. I'm thinking, how'd you, were you standing behind
no.
you? I'm like, no, on the computer, yeah.
No, I flew one of the new American Airlines 787, and they no longer have the window shades.
Why?
They have a button that you can dim, and like you put film of tint on the window.
That sounds fancy.
It's very fancy.
787, is that a double-decker?
No, so it's a like it's a regular length, but it's 3, 3, and 3 for seats. It's not
body.
It's not 3 and 3.
Kathleen says,
she's Kathleen's airline
says,
expert.
Cocktails on Delta, as she did last weekend.
Oh, again, I was American,
yeah,
and I was economy.
Okay.
I think if you were in
I don't think you can. A lot of airlines, they just
maybe
banned
not.
It. And
maybe not.
And even bringing in your own is discouraged in the little nips.
It's discouraged, but it's not illegal.
Yeah, but it's not somebody ratchet
does
out.
Does that get passed through? Yeah, it's less than 4 ounces.
It gets passed. In fact, they're letting water through now.
Water?
In certain circumstances. Like we had a thing of water with a kid.
Yeah.
For a kid.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, gosh, we forgot. Let me go dump it. And they're like, no, it's fine if it's a kid because it was a small little 8 ounce thing or whatever it was.
No more than 4 ounces of liquid.
There's a new, it's called a 3-1-1 rule.
What's that?
I didn't read the sign fully, but it's called the 3-1-1 rule.
I haven't flown since pre-COVID, so I'm out of the loop on all of this. I just refuse to go anywhere.
I flew JetBlue a few months ago, and flight was fine and everything, but you couldn't do anything.
But they still want you to sign up for the credit card at the end and get 60,000 free miles.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. All right, I
have a quote for you.
Okay.
These fans are the best fans in the NBA. A lot of teams say that, but ride or die, these are probably the best fans in the NBA, and I'm excited they're on my side.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that
Heat?
No?
No.
I would think that'd be James Harden talking Philly fans.
Uh-huh. James Harden, the same person who said when he went to Brooklyn, almost the exact same quote.
Did he really?
Yeah. And then talked about what a great spot it was, and then blah, blah, blah. And then today comes on and says, no, Houston, when I was in Houston and things were going down, Philly was always my first choice, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Well, Daryl Morey, he does have a relationship, but all right. Let us hear from Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I have some leftover sound here. Let's fire this up from before. I'm still doing that Let's Go podcast. It was the last one of the season with Jim Gray on Sirius XM. He insists, I mean, it's only been 6 days, but he insists he's still happily retired.
What will you be doing next with yourself? And will you stay in shape, or are you going to start running over to eat a few key lime pies?
You know I love those key lime pies, too. That's my dessert of choice. So there'll definitely be a few more of those, and I'm super content and happy with how I feel and my decision. And, as I said, all you can do is take it day by day. Nothing's promised for us. I'm going to do things that I really enjoy and spend time with people that I really enjoy spending time with. So the future is bright. I look forward to the opportunities that are ahead. And I look forward to speaking with everyone again next year.
For now. Mm-hmm. Here's Dan Graziano on Greeny on how it would play out, hypothetically, if Brady wanted to play somewhere else other than Tampa.
Well, the first step would be to say you're retiring. So check.
Right.
Right. So now Tampa knows it has to go replace you. So once they do, then, if you decide you want to come back, you're in a better spot because the Buccaneers aren't going to say, let's say the Buccaneers trade for Deshaun Watson, right? They're not going to then, and Tom Brady says he wants to come back. They're not going to just sort of say, oh, well, Tom, you can't leave. We need you because they've already replaced him. So at that point, you know, you could be in a position where you could force a trade or you could force the Bucks to release you. They're going to have to do something with the contract anyway to get under the cap, whether it's just what Breeze did last year before retiring, knock all the salary down to bonuses. They're probably going to have to wait till after June 1st to release him or put him on the reserve retired list. So it might not be like a midseason comeback. It could be something that happens in June or July or August.
Okay. Dan Graziano. Let's hear from Ben Simmons. We just were quoting James Harden. Ben Simmons talked to the media. He's now a member of the Brooklyn Nets. He says mental health did not play a role in his trade request.
Yeah, for me, the mental health has nothing to do with just the trade. You know, it was a bunch of things that I was dealing with as a person in my personal life that I don't really want to go into depth with. But yeah, I'm here now. So, you know, it's a blessing to be, you know, in an organization like this. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back on the floor and building something great here.
Mm-hmm. He also says that there was not one single moment or item that led to his trade request. It was built up over time.
I don't think it was really that. It was more so just it was just piled up. A bunch of things that have gone over the years. To where I just knew I wasn't myself and I needed to get back into that place of, you know, being myself and being happy as a person and taking care of my well-being. And that was like that was the major thing for me. It wasn't about the basketball. It wasn't about the money, anything like that. You know, I want to be who I am and get back to, you know, playing basketball at that level and, you know, being myself.
What does that mean, be who I am? A guy that can handle the ball, can play defense but won't shoot? Is that the guy he's going to get back to?
Did you guys hear that?
I'm just lurking.
It's not about the money.
Yeah. Oh,
a guy on a Supermax contract, it's not about the money.
Yeah. Right. I mean, just stop it. Just get me to the playoffs.
You know what, Pete? I'm with you now on not liking the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden was the only likable character on the crew.
I hate them.
And did you guys play the sound from the All-Star game selection?
Yes.
Great sound.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's one more from Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. He did speak with members of the 76ers post-trade, but not Joel Embiid.
The communication, I spoke to Elton. I spoke to Josh Harris. They called me. I spoke to Doc Rivers. And I spoke to Tobias. There was a couple other places I spoke to about it. And, you know, they were happy, you know, for me to just be in a different situation and, you know, for me to get back on the floor eventually. So, now overall, I think, you know, they supported me well enough through this.
Did you speak with Joel?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they also don't let the door Joel, hit you in the rear.
That's what he basically said.
Yeah. All right. Maybe Ben Simmons or James Harden will appear on our Red Alert. It is time for Red Alert when we come back. And that's where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. Don't forget the Chubb Classic, presented by ProServe, is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Tipperona, Naples. We got tickets to the Legends Lounge on the 17th green to give away for the rest of the week. That's coming up, so listen for your chance to win later on. And we'll be broadcasting our show out there Thursday, warming everybody up. All right, all that coming up. Red Alert next. Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition on the way as well. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris back on the other side of the glass. It is Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in today. It is a Tuesday. That means it is time for Red Alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast because they deserve it. That'll be followed by Twitter Police, Sunshine State Edition. But first, Red Alert, ladies and gentlemen. Are we ready to go? Let's fire it up. Red Alert.
This just in, Red Alert, the Oscars. Mm-hmm. After 3 years without a host, the Oscars that's making so up for lost time with three hosts this year. Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes set to host the 94th Academy Awards. Get the dump button ready. Red alert, Oscars.
All right. Red alert, 50 Cent, who's now 75 cents because he's increased his weight by 50%. When he was hanging upside down like a bat on the stage of the Super Bowl halftime show, I thought he was going to bring the whole entire set down. Mix in a salad, well, Fitty.
Hold, but he wasn't hanging like a bat. You understood the reference, right?
What's that?
That he was doing that in the original music video.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say he was hanging like a bat. And putting a lot of strain on the rafters that he was hanging from.
Agreed.
Okay. Red alert.
Just wanted to make sure you knew the reference and all that. Red alert, Stephen Ross. Mike Florio reporting on Super Bowl pregame that there's a growing belief the league can prove the Brian Flores tanking allegations.
Uh-oh.
And now reports are that you're taking the "I was joking" as your defense.
Yeah.
That's not good, Stephen Ross. Red alert.
Nope.
I could be a fan again if he sells the team.
Perhaps.
No, that was my stipulation.
Okay.
Red alert, New York Knicks. You still stink. That's being kind. Losing to the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 127-123. You have lost four games this year to Oklahoma City and Orlando. And you're not much better than they are. You stink, Knicks. Stink. Pew.
Yeah.
Red alert.
All right. Red alert, the National Football League. You know, it was cool that you had The Rock out there doing your pregame hype. I like The Rock. I don't like wrestling, but I like The Rock. Excuse me. This guy's about to lead the XFL in 2023. Your main competitor is out there doing your hype. I thought it was an odd choice, that's all.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, red alert.
But the hype was way overdone.
It was stupid.
It was stupid. I said the same thing. It's too long. Could have done all that in 30 seconds.
I wrote this morning before I saw that Russia was pulling troops from the Ukrainian border, so just go with it.
Okay.
Red alert, Russia.
Uh-huh.
Take your pick of reason, state-sponsored doping or Ukraine.
Okay. All right. Blast.
I guess Ukraine would be on red alert at that point.
Yeah.
Red alert, Major League Baseball and Joe Buck. Joe, they're not playing in 2 weeks, okay, buddy? And they're not going to play. They're not going to play in April. It's going to be less. It's going to be June for me at the earliest. These people are miles apart, hundreds of millions of dollars apart on some very serious issues. It's not going to be spring training, at least right now. And baseball is not going to happen in April anytime soon. Sorry, red alert, MLB and especially Joe Buck.
Red alert, poor Odell Beckham Jr. It's the second tear of the same ACL. That might be hard to come back from, especially for a speedy receiver. Sidebar red alert, maybe Odell Beckham Sr. might have been right in his comments about Baker Mayfield in retrospect. Red alert.
Red alert. 218 million Americans. The Super Bowl had 112 million viewers.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get you.
That means 218 million Americans did not watch the Super Bowl.
And half of those live in L.A.
Who are these people?
I've always wondered.
What are you watching?
I've always wondered.
Red alert, third of the country. Two-thirds of the country.
Yeah.
Bad math.
Red alert, Kyler Murray. Please grow up, my man. Grow up. The stories, there's one source is out there that says that we all know what he said. Is I play the game for the love of it. And blah 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 blah. But there are people that around him that anonymous quotes that said he is self-centered and immature. Points fingers, body language, the whole thing. Red alert, Kyler Murray. Come on, man, turn it around.
I agree. Had him on my list as well. Red alert, James Harden. You were a malcontent in Houston. You were a malcontent in Brooklyn. You will be a malcontent in Philly when Joel Embiid is the star and not you. Red alert, James Harden.
Red alert, Eli Apple.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently, nobody likes you.
Apparently.
I didn't know that there was this big, deep-rooted hatred for Eli Apple across the NFL. You give up two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, and you've got NFL players calling you out laughing at you?
Yeah.
You've done something.
Hatred.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But his mom posted a nice thing to Twitter, so
okay,
he's got that.
He's got his mom. Oh, well, your mom has to love you.
Annie Apple.
Annie Apple?
Mm-hmm. So red alert, Eli Apple.
All right.
Red alert, Lakers. You stink, too. Terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. They are the ninth seed right now, fading fast. But LeBron sure was dancing around up in the Super Bowl at the halftime show. It looked like a nice scotch in his hand. Looked like a nice scotch and soda or scotch on the rocks. But, yeah, Lakers, you stink. Red alert. That's my last one.
Red alert, I'm going to do an offshoot of one of Chris's. China and Russia in the Olympics. You're delaying testing for athletes. People are getting positive performance enhancers. I don't know who's positive for COVID and who's not. It seems based on who suits those countries. It just feels like you're cheating. That's all. It just feels like you guys are cheating over there in the Olympics. So red alert, China and Russia.
Speaking of China, Craig, red alert LeBron James. You didn't even let the night end and let the Rams have their Super Bowl glory before you took to Twitter and said, hey, Los Angeles, let's have a Lakers, Dodgers, Rams parade that can cultivate in a or culminate in a concert afterwards. This guy is holding on to two championships ago.
Yeah.
Like,
not a future one. He's going back in the past.
Yeah. I want to celebrate the bubble championship, the one that didn't really count. Yeah,
what a joke. You're absolutely
right. It's just LeBron James. Red alert.
Red alert.
I'm done.
Red alert, Major League Baseball, in addition to the labor stoppage, they want to eliminate hundreds of minor league player jobs in the future. They're not going to do it immediately, they say. They just want the right to do it later. Boy, does that sound shaky. Making your profits on the backs of the little guy. I don't like it. Red alert, Major League Baseball. Fact.
Red alert, Mina Kimes. Do not go on social media talking about the mental well-being of athletes and how Twitter is a toxic space when you have receipts on Twitter of you talking about players that are weak mentally. It's a bad look, Mina. She has not had a great month. She's been wrong about an awful lot.
Okay.
Look up the Barstool story with her. That was an embarrassment by Mina Kimes.
Yes, it was.
That she still will not apologize for.
By the way, do you have an example?
Somebody commented on mental health, and she was saying, this is a toxic place and all this stuff. When she has tweets on Ben Simmons being weak and scared to go to the free throw line because he can't make the bucket.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Just don't throw stones.
Right.
Yeah. If you live in glass houses.
If you live in a regular house, it messes everything up.
Right.
Well, now you did it now because now you're going to have 8,000 people come to her defense again because you can't say anything bad about Mina Kimes.
She's
like the rising star over there now.
I don't see it.
She knows analytics. She could be a general manager.
That was laughable.
Who said that?
Oh, people were talking about that last week.
Oh.
You're kidding.
Is she on? And her response was, well, I'm not ready for that yet. It's a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Louis Riddick,
He worked in a front office for a decade? Yeah.
I mean, the guy played in the league. I trust him with that.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't break down film or have an opinion. Yeah. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple.
But it's like, sheesh.
All right. I'm done.
Wow.
We've never finished early before in Red Alert. How about that?
Well, before I break, because I got one of the, I think the best Twitter Police Sunshine State edition in a long time. These are great.
Are you saying you need an extra minute?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, Pittsburgh John. Thanks, what? Chris, for admitting to all the Lightning fans listening that bubble championships don't count. Penguins are still the last NHL team and only one this century to legitimately win back-to-back cups. Pittsburgh John, let it go. It was a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
He's mad because the Lightning won it back up with the salary cap.
I know why he's mad.
I hate to tell you, but if you look it up, it was – I'm sorry.
It was within the rules.
It was it.
You know, I may not like it, but it was in the rules. Maybe it's stupid. Maybe there should be an amendment, but it is what it is.
In fact, Sidney Crosby's turning into my kid's favorite player.
Really?
I don't like it.
I hate him.
On a sports level.
I hate him like other people hate Brad Marchand. I get it.
By the way, good call on the Marchand six games. You nailed it.
Yep.
I think it came out Thursday night, right?
Ridiculous. Yeah, it was just lucky he didn't get more.
Lightning play tonight, too, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
They got the New Jersey Devils.
The Devils.
They should beat up on them pretty good.
Minus 300.
Pittsburgh's minus 320 home against Philadelphia.
Minus?
Yeah.
So what if you parlay those two? Minus 300, minus 320?
Uh-huh.
Could you get close to even money on that
say
or no?
Say put $10 on it?
No, saying could you get even money or no?
No. You'd probably win $10 to win three. If you did the money line, no. If you did the goal line, -1.5.
No, I'm just talking money line.
Oh, the money
OT included. Just win the game.
If you parlayed those two teams just tonight, it's for $10. I don't think you might win back what three or four? No, not even four.
Hold on. Green Falcon says I hate Crosby and Marchand, and Tom Foolery says Pittsburgh John, bite your bleeping tongue, go Bolts.
Yeah, I'm looking
25 wins, 18-49.
By the way, Chris, since you weren't here yesterday, how did you do on any prop bets? I did not do particularly well on Sunday. We thought the Super Bowl was boring and not enough.
Man, I was so close on a few. I had some fun ones that hit. Yeah. I had
I only hit on Rams first to 10.
I had over 2.5 players with a pass attempt.
Oh, good.
So that hit. That was a good one. I had over 5.5 sacks in the game. That hit.
Yep.
I had the under in the national anthem. Mickey Guyton will never listen to one of your songs again.
Yeah, she went long.
She repeated a verse. She said she repeated. She echoed herself.
When the orchestra was in the back, you knew you were in trouble. I thought she did a great job, by the way.
I will never listen to her music ever again. What else did I pushed on Rams first half, -3.
Yeah, I pushed on that one, too.
I had, there was a fun prop up on my site called the mask mandate. You get it? It was like a play on COVID.
Yeah.
Will there be a face mask or illegal hands to the face called in the game?
Oh, and they didn't call the one on Jalen when Jalen Ramsey was thrown to the ground. It should have been offensive.
No, they did not.
No.
No, they did not, Greg. In fact, they didn't call any of them. They didn't call any penalties.
I don't think the officials woke up till about 4 minutes
ago. Tony Dungy tweeted out today. He goes, they didn't call anything for 58 minutes. Then the last 2 minutes rolls around, and they want to call the game tight.
Yeah. But one thing I'll give both teams credit for, I mean, because you're talking about no false starts, no offsides. It's pretty impressive to go through 3.5 quarters, basically, none of that.
Two disciplined teams right there.
By the way, $10 brings back $7.36, or up to $7.50, depending on what your odds are.
But, I had Odell to score a touchdown.
I had my finger on the button that he would score first touchdown of the game, and I didn't do it. I think it was +800.
You know what I almost put in?
What?
Cooper Kupp to score 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
I didn't put it in.
You did have him as MVP on your MVP
list. Oh, I put
list.
Him in, didn't I?
Yeah. You got that one right.
Hey now!
Yeah, congratulations. That's the only thing you got right.
Didn't win a single square.
No?
No, I was
the first Super Bowl I haven't done. We didn't do squares.
I was, I was in one. Mm. I got bad numbers, though.
Yeah.
You know when you look at it and you just got a bunch of, like, twos and nines, and eights.
Yeah,
it's just a. I didn't have 1 7. Didn't have a zero.
No,
I had a few threes. That was my hope.
Yeah,
I needed a three. Right. 23, 3, 33, something like that. Didn't happen. But yeah, it was fun. It's fun to enjoy. Oh, and I had blue Gatorade.
Oh, you nailed it.
Yeah.
No, I had orange Gatorade. It was blue.
Oh, yeah, it was blue.
I was betting that the Bengals would win. And I wanted the orange Gatorade for that.
Gotcha.
But no.
All right. Coming up in an hour is Wikipedia. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs this week. But next, ladies and gentlemen, Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition. That's coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Rolling through a Tuesday. Just got done with Red Alert, putting people, teams, and situations on blast. It is now time for Twitter Police. Sunshine State Edition, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Pete Shepard. Yeehaw.
All righty. Headline. Florida man arrested after stalking two girls, stopping to smoke crack, and then treating his body like an amusement park. A Florida man who sent two girls running for help after they said he followed them outside a gas station, been arrested on stalking charges. Around 7 o'clock on Thursday, February 11th, deputies responded to a Circle K gas station in New York Ave outside DeLand, Florida. Circle K employee told deputy two girls came running into the store, were so scared they couldn't speak. Investigators say the girls handed the employee a cell phone with their mom on the line, and the mom explained the girls were fleeing from an older man in a gray car, been following them. Employee had the girls wait safely with her behind the counter until law enforcement arrived, and another witness went outside to get the tag number of the gray vehicle spotted on one of the gas pumps. Anyway.
Creepy.
They got him. They got the guy.
Yeah.
He denied following the girls, told deputies they were just startled by the activity he was engaging in. Now, a criminal history check revealed that the man had 24 prior felony charges and 16 prior misdemeanors, but no prior sex offenses or stalking charges.
Okay? That's a rap sheet.
So he's got that going for him.
Yeah.
A lengthy rap sheet.
Chris. Drunken woman on motorized suitcase leads police chase through Orlando Airport.
Suitcase, okay.
An intoxicated passenger who was barred from boarding an airplane at Orlando International Airport rode away from the gate on a motorized suitcase as a police officer on a bicycle followed behind her.
Is that a thing? Motorized suitcase? I've never seen one.
We're going to have a bike pursuing a suitcase in a minute, an Orlando police officer said as he tried to catch up to the passenger who was driving a scooter-like electric vehicle mounted to her luggage. 32-year-old Chelsea Alston later accused of battering the police officer and causing more than $1,000 in damage to his patrol car. She faced up to five years in prison if convicted.
I've never found it difficult to maneuver my suitcase in the airport on wheels and never. A handle. I didn't know that we were so lazy now that we need a motor.
So I did see something very cool in the Miami airport. It's for kids, not adults, right. But it's a regular suitcase, and it's got like a leech attached to it, and it's got a seat on the top.
Yeah.
So the kid can sit down on the suitcase, and it's got like little holsters on the side too. And the parent can just drag it.
Okay.
That looked pretty cool.
Not bad.
If the kid will stay seated.
Right. Uh-huh. The children, small children, and the airport, it's a whole thing. And I'm glad I don't have to
God
do that
God bless you guys that
Sorry.
Do it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I did it. Chris is doing
know,
it.
Just did it.
Yeah. Headline, Florida man crawls through ambulance window in carjacking attempt. In Lauderdale.
Ambulance? Wow.
Lauderhill. Firefighters in South Florida thwarted a man who attempted to carjack one of their vehicles last Tuesday. According to Lauderhill Fire Rescue, a man identified as Freddie Ross, he's 30, scaled a 7-foot fence behind a fire station, entered the vehicle. Firefighters said Ross, who had been running frantically toward the fire station about 8:44 Eastern Time, crawled through a window in the fire ambulance, turned on the sirens, and attempted to back out of the driveway.
Why would you turn the sirens on?
He became aggressive with the crew trying to force his way into the ambulance. Tried to open up the driver's side door, eventually crawling through the driver's side window and over the driver.
Wow.
Good God.
He was determined.
Yeah, why would you turn the lights on?
If you're in an emergency car, I think it's one of the perks. You got the lights. I know you're going to draw a little bit of attention.
Not when you're trying to steal it.
I hear you on that, Chris, but...
get a mile down the road and then...
Keep in mind, this guy just climbed a 7-foot wall and stole an ambulance.
I guess.
At that point, he's putting the lights on.
I guess.
He's under medical care right now. He's not yet facing charges because
you
dragged him out. Florida man comes home to find...
Relations.
Mm-hmm. A naked trespasser soaking in his bathtub.
Male or female?
Summerlin Key, Florida.
Oh, I've been to Summerlin.
Mm-hmm. 24-year-old Summerlin Key man was arrested after a homeowner found him naked in a bathtub. Jeffrey David Hans was charged with burglary and property damage. Deputy Ty Torres responded to a home about 12:17 p.m., early lunch, regarding a burglary process.
Nooner!
Deputy Torres arrived to find Hans surrounded by the homeowner and neighbors.
He was detained. He refused to talk to Deputy Torres. The homeowner stated he and his wife were at a neighbor's home when he received a motion alert on his phone. Home security app cameras at the home captured footage of Hans unsuccessful trying to open the front door of the residence. He then leaves the camera frame and walks towards the window. Homeowner then went to his home, retrieved a firearm, and found Hans nude in a bathroom. Called 911. A nearby window left slightly ajar was found fully open and damaged. Deputy Torres reviewed the camera footage and corroborated the homeowner and witness version of the event.
That would freak me out seeing a dude naked in my house when I came home.
In a tub.
In a tub. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I can understand the pool outside.
Like, he's vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's very vulnerable.
Florida woman charged after assault at a Murfreesboro Buddhist temple in Tennessee. A Florida woman charged last Wednesday after police said she assaulted someone at the Buddhist temple in Rutherford County. According to police, officers were called to the site. 46-year-old Caleb Myers Graves had been there for 3 days. When officers arrived, she noticed a patrol car started reversing and got out and pointed what appears to be a weapon at them that turned out to be a stick. A warrant said that Myers Graves then walked into the temple with the stick, refused to leave. Police said they ended up making their way inside and eventually arrested her. Through investigation, officers reportedly learned she had raised a stick at a person who lived on the property early in the day. Officials said during the search of her car, they found what appeared to be a marijuana. And a pipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cape Coral.
Oh,
man wanted in Cape Coral for a chicken and golf cart heist.
Okay.
Authorities looking for a man as they stole chicken from a Publix grocery store before taking off in a golf cart in Cape Coral last month. According to Cape Coral Police Department, the man was caught on surveillance taking the chicken from the store before heading to the Cape Coral High School, where he stole a golf cart.
Oh, I know right where this is.
The man then allegedly ditched the golf cart near the 1300 block of Southwest First Place. Investigators are asking anyone with information on the man's identity to contact Cape Coral Police.
Hmm.
He kept the green little mini basket with him. With
really?
The chicken in it.
That's, the plastic one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, those aren't, you don't take those.
No, that's awful.
No, you won't take those. I'm supposed to anyway. They do come in handy.
A current mayoral candidate in South Florida may be in jail by the time Election Day rolls around. Cindy Falco DiCardo, who is running to be Boynton Beach mayor, was convicted Tuesday of two misdemeanor counts after an arrest back in January over a mask wearing inside a fast food restaurant. A jury deliberated for less than an hour before finding DiCardo guilty of trespassing and resisting an officer without violence. Each count punishable by up to a year in jail. She's been on a $2,000 bond. According to a Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office probable cause affidavit, DiCarrado caused a scene at the Einstein Brothers Bagel Shop in Boca after workers complained about her not wearing a mask inside the establishment.
There you go.
Police report says she began screaming so loudly that her rights were being violated that the masks were unconstitutional. She also refused to leave after a manager asked her to do so. Video of the incident posted on Twitter shows her yelling, "Get your hands off me. I have the right to protect my personhood."
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Personhood.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Is that it?
One more. I have two more, but Naples man makes two hole-in-ones in a four-hole stretch.
That's nice!
Four aces in 2 months. Jeff Mazzaro has an ace up his sleeve past couple of weeks. Four of them, as a matter of fact. The TPC Treviso Bay member. Started his streak with a hole-in-one on number three at the course on December 13th with a 6-iron from 145 into the wind.
6-iron from 145?
What came next into the wind?
Hit the gym.
What are you talking about? Wow. The wind. It was windy.
Remember, he's a 7.5 handicap now.
7.5 now, Pete.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
You just want that up. You need to be a 14 or a 15. Yeah. No, he's having you in tournaments at my place for a ringer. That's not good enough.
You're 20.
I need you at a 15 and then shoot 79.
No kidding.
That was great. What came next, even greater. And in a match in the club championship, no less. Somebody, Florida man claims he's Mick Jagger, picks fights at restaurants. This also happened in Naples. A man faced charges of getting into two fights in two Collier County restaurants. According to Naples police, 59-year-old Eugene Bingham was picking fights with diners at Ocean Prime, of all places, on Monday night.
Really?
If you know, people know Darren Mikado, that's a pretty expensive steakhouse. At one point, a person at the restaurant got the attention of a police officer, said Bingham had claimed he was Mick Jagger. He then left the restaurant, tried to detain him in a nearby park. According to the arrest report, Bingham charged at an officer, said, "Don't F with me, leave me the F alone." And also, after that, he got away. It was one of the officers who were walking back to the patrol car. The manager at Yabba's, a nearby restaurant, informed police that Bingham was kicked out of that establishment three times for being disruptive and drunk. He was charged with disorderly conduct and battery at a law enforcement officer.
Moves like Jagger. All right, coming up. That was very good. 4 o'clock hour, Chris Palin joins us from the Everblades. We got our Wikipedia today. And, Pete, you said something before the show about over-unders in the NBA,
yeah,
which I want to pay attention to because now football season's over.
Yes.
I need something. All that coming up, 4 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.